right, so I find it a little ironic that every time, it seems like every time I'm asked to speak, I'm getting to work through what God, you know, what would he have me to share? You know, I think all of us, when we're asked to speak, we kind of spend time just asking, you know, God, is there anything specifically that you want me to share with these students? And for me, it just so happens that everything that he puts on my heart is always something that not only does he use through me to teach you, but he also teaches me at the same time. It's always something that, like, I kind of need to work on myself. So as I work through this stuff to teach you, it's also, he's also, like, pastoring me. And that's just really cool. I just think it's really, it's kind of funny how God does things like that. How he'll use me to reach you, and then he reaches me through that ministry. And that's awesome to me. And I think he uses all kinds. You know, I could list a bunch of different scenarios to where he works multiple angles and to guide, you know, me and us as Christians. And which is kind of what I want to be talking about tonight. And that's going to be what I kind of want to title as the waiting period. And kind of what I mean by that is kind of like when we're stuck in a place, whether it's in life or maybe our walk with Christ as Christians, where we're just kind of in that, like, kind of like Chelsea said last week, kind of in limbo, kind of where we're in that period to where we're kind of waiting on God to move, you know? I'm not so much talking as to, like, the disobedient Christian, more to the Christian who's being obedient and reaches that place to where things kind of grow stagnant, where we're waiting on God, you know, whether that's to maybe hear from God, or we're waiting on God to open a door for us, or in a certain situation we might be facing. And, you know, that could probably look a little different for everybody who's, you know, depending on what you're going through, what season of life you're in. You know, I know some of you are younger, and some of you are about to graduate and probably go off to college or start your work life. So that's so exciting. Work, yeah. Just to loosen things up, I thought getting out and working would be so much better than high school. Enjoy your time while you can. It's pretty relaxed. You pretty got it pretty well made right now. That's all I'm going to say, okay? So some of the stuff, you know, some of you may be waiting on, maybe it's a physical healing. I know we've heard some testimonies of some physical healings in this house, so that's awesome. Maybe some of you are still waiting on that. Maybe, kind of like I mentioned before, depending on where you're at, depending on what age you are, maybe you're waiting on maybe a good job opportunity to come up for the future. Maybe you're waiting on them to heal some broken relationships. You know, it seems like that goes around a lot in high school, you know, a lot of tension between friends and couples, and or maybe with a parent, you know, family members. Maybe it's just looking, you know, maybe you're just looking for strength. You know, I find that really common. You know, a lot of people just, it's like they're on empty all the time. You know, feeling like you got it. You're giving everything you can give, and there's just nothing left to give. So maybe we're just going to seek for some strength tonight, you know, maybe to keep on pushing through what God has promised us, because it can be hard, and it can be, you know, it can be tiresome, but it's not for a bad purpose. I know there's been a lot of people in this room, all these leaders and these kids that have probably walked through some pretty difficult stuff. Definitely some hard times. I know a lot of me and myself, and probably every single one of you, probably had to walk through at some point in your life. Maybe sometimes life kind of gets you to where it feels like stuff just isn't really making sense anymore for you. You know, maybe there's a lot of confusion, or maybe your life's going good, and then, you know, you have one of those smack in the face moments. You know, your life does a 180, and then you're just a little confused. You know. That happens a lot, too. You know, we just be on a good stride. You know, it feels like you're in a full sprint, and it's like you hit a brick wall, you know. Something just shifts there. And the reason I say that to you is because I know, I'm going to be honest, you know, sometimes it's going to be hard as a Christian walking with Christ, and there's going to be seasons where you're probably going to have a lot of questions. And, you know, a lot of you at your age have gone through a lot of stuff that kids should not have to go through. And there's been a lot of you at your age have gone through stuff that I didn't have to go through as a kid. Stuff was bad when I was in high school. I've been out about 7 years now. And But even looking back on like the stuff that y'all have to deal with, and you know, just the temptation there for like the younger generation is just so much worse now than it has been. But I have watched a lot of you love God, you know, and seek God through all, you know, through all this stuff that I've kind of got to talk with some of you about that you've gone through and heard about that you've gone through. And it's, I want you to know that I am proud of you for the kids who, you know, you're still seeking the Lord and you're not giving up. And I know some of you are still waiting on God to show up, you know, in some of your situations, you know, maybe you're still waiting on that miracle or that healing, or whatever that may look like. So tonight I just kind of want to hit on, kind of like, you know, where do we need to fix our minds? You know, how should we respond, you know, in these periods where we feel like we're waiting, you know? Because I don't think that God uses a waiting period in a negative way, but in a positive way. I think a lot of times we may shift our minds there to like, because nobody likes to wait, right? Everybody wants everything immediately, which is something that I've kind of had to deal with, because I think I've gotten better, but I'm usually always just like, if I want it now, I want it now, you know, like I just want to go and get it. And sometimes that's, especially like in your spiritual life, sometimes that can be really hard, because you want stuff to move forward and you want to be moving fast and, you know, living for Jesus and all his promises to come true. But sometimes that's just not the way it's meant to be. You know, sometimes we have to go through things and we have to learn things in the process to get to where we need to go. So Lamentations 3:25-26 says, "The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord." Well, when I first was looking through scriptures to put in this sermon, and I found this one, the first thing I noticed in this scripture is how it says to wait quietly. Which really, that word quietly really stood out to me, because kind of like I mentioned before, we all get really impatient, right? Like everybody's impatient. Everybody, or even it's like when we ask for something, it's like we continually ask. It's like, you know, we just keep asking and asking because we want it to come true. You know, we want it to be right now. And that's kind of the mindset. It's like if we just keep asking, maybe God didn't hear us the first time. You know, maybe if I just keep asking, he'll understand that, like, I really want this, you know? But I just see the word quietly as maybe just being patient. You know, he's saying just hang on, you know? It also says that the Lord is good to those who depend on him. So I kind of want you to ask yourself, like, be fully honest with yourself. In your period of, like, your trial period, whatever it may be that you're going through, maybe it's your waiting period, you know, are you shifting your mindset to depend more on God, or are you depending more on yourself? You know, because I think it's easy. It's an easy thing to do to want to turn back to your understanding, because when things go a little quiet, you know, we always fall back into that bad pattern of just, you know, I know it's like, it's the easiest thing to do. It's like the devil's way of working his way in, of just like muting God's voice. And it's weird to me, because even though God can bring us through crazy things and like can bring us out of all these problems that we've prayed for and even maybe perform miracles in some of your lives, yet still when we get to that point of stuff gets a little, you know, it grows dormant a little bit, is we still just want to turn right back and just go on our own way again. Even though he's brought us all this way, like we've come all this way because of him, when he seems to, I don't want to say God ever slacks off, but when it seems like he is kind of distant from you, even when he's not, it's when we still try to walk our own path. It's like there, that tension starts to pull there. And though, even though we still do that and we still turn away, he's still good to us. And he's still faithful even when we're lacking our faith. Lamentations 3:22 says, "The faithful love of the Lord will never ends. His mercies never cease." Because even when we change, God does not change. So I just want you to understand, a lot of times when we go through, and this is something I've really had to like pound into my brain, is that just because you're going through a rough season or a waiting period doesn't mean that he's using that to punish you. You know, it doesn't mean that just because he's not giving you what you want or he's not moving in this situation that he doesn't hear you or he doesn't love you. Or to make you feel bad about yourself or like feel like you messed up so bad now he's just abandoned you. You know, like he just doesn't hear me anymore. He's not moving, you know. I think there can be things sometimes that like outside of struggling to hear God's voice, if we feel distant, maybe we could check, you know, our personal devotion with God, your prayer life, you know, how much time are you spending in the Word? You know, how much time have you just spent worshiping the Lord? But what I really am talking about is the people who are walking with Christ, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And just because he makes us wait on something or because it doesn't happen when we thought it should, it also doesn't mean that he's not going to answer your prayer or didn't answer your prayer right. Right? Like a lot of way we pray stuff and we want it to be a certain way and it may show up. It may just be completely different than what we thought it was going to look like. Because I have this is kind of just a side story. It just popped into my brain, so I feel like I need to share it. I have a coworker. We talk God here and there. You know, he believes in God, but he's not. I don't think he goes to church, and he doesn't really. I don't think he really talks. You know, he's not. If you ever listened to him talk, you wouldn't think he was Christian. If that makes sense. But today he was. He's going to be moving on to a new job, and me and him really got to talking, and he was talking about how he's really just, these last couple weeks have really just been praying to God, you know, and he's really just been seeking the Lord would give him favor and help him find this good career path to keep on going through life and a good job. And he's landed this good job, and there's some personal details I won't fill in because, you know, I'm not going to put his personal life out for everybody here, but there's just been some stuff going on with him that the Lord has just so happily, it seems, to have placed it in a perfect timeline to where he might be getting this job. And even though this man, I know he believes in God, hasn't been walking with him, he's seeking the Lord, and the Lord's answering him. And I've been praying for my coworkers, you know, for something to break out at work. And nothing really has been happening, you know. I mean, sometimes it's, you may never see your fruits from that. But that's kind of, Lord willing, I'm starting to see some of that come true. You know, it's been a long time. You know, I've been a few years working with these guys and nothing. So that's just, sorry, I just had to throw that little tidbit in there. Because sometimes, like I said, not really the way I see it. You know, when I was praying for openings, I was imagining, you know, Lord, use me, you know, use them to ask me about you, you know, reveal themselves. But, you know, I want to be your servant. I want to be the reason, you know, not like me, but I like, Lord, use me to show you to them. And that's perfectly okay that it wasn't me, but like hearing him come up to me and just randomly talk about that, and we hadn't talked about that, was just like, well, this is cool, you know. Whatever had happened that I don't know about, he is reaching him in a different way. And and I think too, when we feel that distance, this is where I'm. I'll be honest. This is where I'm walking through right now. This is what I'm trying to work on. And that's when you feel that distance where your discipline really matters. Like, how hard are you going to, you know, all that, you know, I think that's where you grow. A lot of times you grow the most. You know, because you're learning to trust that God is in control, you know, and that he still loves you and he's still looking out for your best interest. Even when it's hard to hear his voice, he's using this for a purpose because I wouldn't say you're flying blind because you're flying with God, but it almost feels that way sometimes. You know, it's like you're just walking in this path. Like he's paved it all the way here, and then he's letting you move forward. And it can be a little scary sometimes, I'll be honest. Some of this stuff does get a little nerve-wracking, yeah. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding." Trust in him with all your heart, not on your own understanding. So I'm going to share with you a little bit about what's going on in my life. This is going to be probably a little outside of what season y'all are in because this is more of me like in a career path, but I feel like I walked it for a reason and God wanted me to share it for a purpose, and maybe it'll it'll resonate, I feel like, with this message, and I feel like God wanted me to share this with you. I know there's a reason for that. So the last few weeks, I've been walking through Mount Home Police, trying to become a police officer. That was been something that me and Reagan kind of joked about a few years ago, and she was like, no way, you know, we got little kids, there ain't no way you're doing that, you're crazy, you know. And then it's kind of just been something that I've just been praying a lot about, like a career that, like, where God would use me to, like I just always wanted to serve people, you know. I was like, is there a job that I could, like, fully serve people, you know, something I could do I would enjoy, but also get to, like, minister and, like, have a good, you know, just have a overall, just, you know, I mean, they have great benefits. It's just an awesome job overall, you know. I just thought it was really cool, and we kind of joked about that, and it kind of, I like God, it's been, I don't know, it's been a while. How long ago was that, Chris? We went out to eat, a few months ago, it's been, he really just laid on my heart this interest to, like, bring that back up. And that was, like, a really odd thing, you know, because, like, I'm really established at my job, and I have a really, you know, I have a good job title, and I have a lot of freedom there. And he kind of just put, like, planted this into my head, like, that brought that job back up and was like, I think you would be, like, God was just, like, pushing me in that direction. Then I suddenly had all these people that were like, man, I think you would make a great police officer. You know, you just care for people. And I was like, okay, well, I just prayed on it. I didn't really think much about it, because I just kind of, you know, rolled it, kind of just like, whatever, you know. I didn't think it had any weight to it. And, well, I couldn't get it out of my mind, you know. I'm like, man, I really would like to do that, you know. I was like, and I've been praying for, even though I had a good job, I've been praying. I didn't feel like that's where God was going to place me permanently, you know. I was like, I don't see this as my permanent destination. I was like, I feel like there's something else. And so I put in an application. I didn't hear anything. It had been a couple weeks went by. I had called up there. I need to speak to the chief, and I missed him. So I'm like, instantly, like, oh, man, it's not meant to be. You know, I missed him. It didn't work out, whatever. And they're like, you need to call back at this time. So a couple weeks went by. I had gotten sick or something. I didn't call back. Then I finally ended up calling the guy back, and I missed him again. So I'm like, God, what am I, you know, am I just missing? Am I misreading this? You know, maybe this isn't meant to be. About 10 minutes later, he calls me back and just posted that they were hiring for a job. So y'all hang with me. Sorry, this is kind of a long story. But so they throw me in here, and they're like, yeah, we got your application. We've looked it over. We're going to set up interviews on, I think it was a Tuesday. I don't remember what day it was, but it was a Tuesday. Well, it just so happened that I had already had a scheduled day off from work on that Tuesday. So I was like, I don't have to worry about trying to make an excuse to get out of work to go to this. So I go, I'm sitting on a panel, so there's I don't know, 8 or 9 people sitting around me asking me all these questions. Super nerve-wracking. And so I get out of there. I'm like answering all these questions. They're just asking me all about my life, what I like to do, you know, am I involved in anything? And the lady looks at me and she's like, did somebody ask you, like, did somebody prep you for these questions at this interview? And I was like, I guess I'm confused on what you mean. She was like, because you answered all these questions perfectly. I didn't have any idea what I was doing at all. I thought I was in there just like, these guys think I'm an idiot, you know? But that's just like how God was showing up. You know, he was giving me favor in an area like I don't have any. Police experience. You know, I don't know anything about some of that stuff, but so it moves on. So it's like, they're like, well, you'll probably hear something back the night or the next day. Well, they call me like 3 hours later. It's like, hey, we're going to move you forward to the next part of our hiring process. So I'm just like mountaintop, you know, freaking out. I'm just so excited because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's only been a few hours and they've already called me, you know. And so they book me for, they do a physical assessment test. It's a big obstacle course, run a long ways, really awful stuff. And so I train, and I'd already been working out some, so I start running, start trying to get my body somewhat ready for this. Well, I get there, I go in, we do this big, long written exam, and they take me to this physical. And I run the obstacle course, and then I get super sick, like like super sick. So I'm like throwing up and I'm like, I don't know, nerves. It was kind of hot, you know, and I was like, oh, this is it, you know, because they're going to fail me. I didn't pass. I couldn't go on. I was, you know, it's kind of awful. They were in there like taking care of me. Like I was like a little baby or something. They're like, give me like those little glucose packs, like give me water and ice. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, you know, about this. And they're like, no, you know, it's not a big deal. And so then I'm just like praying, like, okay, God, I get it. I'm done, you know. I missed it, you know. Like this, I went the wrong way because that's kind of what I thought, you know. I'm like, I wasn't sick at all before I started. Now I'm puking in the bathroom. And like, I'm like, okay, God, no's no. I get it. Well, I get back outside. And they're like, we're going to let you come back on Monday. It was on Friday. It was on that Monday. Like, we're going to let you come back. Well, I got to talking with some people, and apparently that wasn't really common for them to let you come back. You know, like, if you couldn't do it, that was pretty much it with the police. You know, they're kind of, so I'm like, God has given me a second chance, you know. I didn't really know why, you know, because I was like, you know, what was the purpose of me getting sick? Maybe I really did just get sick. But I was like, this is amazing. You know, nobody ever gets a second chance. So I go back. I ran a 21-second better course time. I ran a mile and a half. Listen, guys, I couldn't run a mile and a half before I went there, okay? I tried. I couldn't do it. I ran a mile and a half in 14 minutes and 30 seconds. I hit my push-up and my sit-up goal, which is stuff I couldn't do before I went. I hit all passing grades, so praise the Lord for that. Well, I know, I'm praying while I'm running. I'm like, God, my legs will get up. This is no lie. I'm like halfway done, and I'm like, my legs were getting weak. And I was praying, I'm like, God, you got to, like, give me strength, like physical ability. And I finished it. You know, I almost could feel like I was, like I got another wind. And by the time I got done, I was dead. I laid down on the ground. But I made it, though. And so I was like, God has all this favor, you know, in this. Like, this is, I was just, I left that place, you know, I'd done so much better. And I'm like, these people have seen that I've come back and I've aced all the numbers. I've done so good. And I get a phone call about 2 hours later. And they were like, hey, man, how are you feeling after that run? I'm like, oh, man, I'm feeling great. You know, I'm thinking I'm about to move on and get higher. And they're like, hey, and we've decided that we're not going to move you forward at this time. And so I was like, man. You know, I just told them, thank you for the opportunity. I was like, I really want this job, and I thank you for all your time you're giving. They're like, yeah, well, we'll put you as a reserve, and we'll call you if anything changes. And that was pretty much it. And so I was kind of, you know, I was kind of in shock. You know, I'm like, God, you brought me all this way. You know, and then like, just, you know. And I was just, you know, I was really believing. You know, I was believing, you know, he got me through the physical. He gave me the second chance. And then, you know, I get there. And then, so it kind of crushed me a little bit. You know, it crushed my spirit. You know, I was on like cloud nine. And then it's like somebody just dropped me, you know, emotionally. I was just like, man, because I gave so much, you know. I gave everything I had. It took everything I had, you know, mentally, physically. You know, I prepared myself for that. And I, you know, I spent several days after that, you know, just like having this want for something that I couldn't have. You know, it's like I just like wanted it so bad, but there's nothing I could do. You know, I mean, couldn't go beg them, you know, just like, please, yeah, please give me the job. No, I can't do that, you know. And I wasn't really mad at God. I just didn't know what to think, you know. I'm just like, I was so confused because I'm like, you brought me through this. You prepared me. You physically pushed me through this course. You know, like, what, you know, what is all this for? You know, I've been praying every day, you know, please reveal to me quickly, you know. Like, what is... There's got to be a reason. You know, I know there's a reason. If you said no or if you said not right now, it's got to be for a purpose, you know. Either there's a reason, there's something better for me, something. And so I haven't got an answer on why he said no. But what he has taught me through all this that I have, the last couple weeks that I've really come to realize is that he can push me. I can do anything through him. He showed me that he can physically push me as far as I want to go. I mean, I can tell you, I couldn't run. I was running as hard as I could run, and I was tapping out at like 1.2 miles max before I went to this place. And I ran a mile and a half up a hill under passing time. I mean, he showed me that, like, if you trust me, I can show up, you know? Emotionally, you know, he made time. Every time I had to take off for one of these interviews or these testing, it's like every time I take off, no questions asked. He just paved the way for me because I believed that he would. I had full faith that he would pave the way, and he did. And just because he said not right now doesn't mean he's not still working behind the scenes. He's taken me to a place spiritually where I have realized things that I've never realized before. Because after all this was over, you know, I understood the weight of him walking with me through this course. But it didn't really hit me till after I had come down off the mountaintop and I had looked back and really realized, you know, what he really did for me. Like, what did he really do? You know, and so now I am in kind of this waiting point. You know, I'm waiting on God to show up. I'm still waiting on him to guide me. But what I have learned is in the waiting point, don't be so worried about what you lost and still be worried about what you have and where you're going. You can't look back, you know, just because you feel like you're paused or you're moving backwards. We got to keep moving forward. You got to keep pushing forward. And I want you to understand that you don't have to walk your journey alone. You have God, and that is the most important relationship you'll ever have in your life. But you also have all these pastors and leaders that want to walk your, you know, we want to walk with you. You know, we want to push you, and we want to be there to be your ear, because sometimes, you know, when it's hard to keep the faith, you know, we want to keep the faith for you, you know. We want to push you along that path. If you don't have a person like that, I pray that you find that person that can believe with you and that can guide you. Sometimes a journey can get confusing and it can be lonely if you try to do it on your own. But that's not God's intention. The intention, I believe, of the waiting period is to bring us to depend on him fully and to trust his guidance. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." So my question is, as we close tonight, is going to be, you know, what are you waiting on? You know, what is it that you're waiting on God to show up in or speak to you about? You know, what are you struggling with that you're waiting on him? You know, maybe you're dealing with, I don't know, depression, addiction. You know, maybe there's something going on with you that you're struggling and you're trying to give it up and you need God to move. You know, maybe you're waiting on him to heal that broken relationship between you and your friend, or maybe it's you and your parents. I think all of us could probably use some relationship healing. There's a lot of kids got some drama going on. And I say that as a joke, but it's true. You know, we shouldn't be each other's enemies. We should be building each other up. I think the thing about, as Chelsea's kind of talking about camp earlier, Missy, was in class the other day, just two of us in Sunday school. We're talking a little bit about church camp, and we were talking about church camp is just so, you just have such this spiritual high at church camp. It's just like this overwhelming, you know, it's just like constant. And I kind of tell them, I was like, well, the reason, you know, you feel that is because it's like everybody there is there for a reason. It's intentional. And people, I haven't been to church camp for the kids, but I've been to the events at that campus. And I can promise you, in worship, there's nobody making fun of anybody. It's not a bunch of people goofing off in the corner. Everybody is worshiping. It don't matter if they're at the back of the room or the front of the room. Everybody is spending time with God, and nobody's making fun of nobody, right? Nobody's talking about each other. Everybody is there worshiping together. So my advice is, I was talking about, if you want a church camp experience at home, you're going to have to find unity with your friends, and you're going to have to follow Jesus with your friends and drag your friends to church and get them in here and, you know, build that, you know, just feed off that, you know. Search for that kind of feeling all the time, you know. The real world isn't, you know, church camp is church camp. It's awesome, you know. It's a weekend or a week that you get to go and you get to just be in this one area, worship God and have fun. That doesn't mean that all has to stop when you come home, you know. Because sometimes when you come home, what do? You come home and you're like, man, I come out of this awesome experience. You know, we got this loud band and we got go-karts. And then I come home and it's like all back to the normal every day, whatever. And then you just kind of just fall right back off. But you can make that your reality, but you got to strive for that. And you got to trust God's going to get you through that. So I know that's kind of off topic, but so tonight as we pray, I just really want to, let's just seek for him, you know, whatever it is that you're looking for God to show up in, let's seek for him, because it says in Scripture that we will find strength in the Lord if we trust him. So I pray that tonight, whoever may need it, we come up here and we pray to God and we believe that he's going to move in whatever situation we need him to move in. Thank you.